Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Thank God it's Friday.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Friday. As you know, this is a radio show, maybe the only one in the country, that makes sure that we properly celebrate the best day of the week.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday's the day that we let our hair down, that we don't take ourselves too seriously. Most importantly, we have fun.
It's Friday.
Friday.
By the way, we are waiting on a call from Dr. Robin Titus. She is the assemblywoman from District 38 from Wellington, and she is also the newly elected House Minority Leader. She hopes to be in the majority next time around. We'll find out how that works. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Okay, you've heard the big news today. The great flip-flopper, Joe Biden, he was the same guy who came out, I don't know, 5-7 years ago, whatever it was, and said he had evolved his view on gay marriage, had evolved, and he went from being anti-gay marriage to pro-gay marriage.
That's now, not what American people want.
Exactly. Now, here's the problem. He came up with support for the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits federal funds going to pay for abortions in most cases. And now he has evolved on that issue, too. Now, all of a sudden, he's okay with trashing the Hyde Amendment. Now, what is interesting is this thing bubbled up in the last couple of days. And in fact, Mercedes Schlapp, well, in fact, let's go to Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki, that is cut number 6, and talked with Aaron Burnett about the Biden position on personal space and criminal justice, leaves him with a lot of work to do. Here it is.
I worked my whole life to empower women. I've worked my whole life to prevent abuse. I've written, and so the idea that I can't adjust to the fact that personal space is important, more important than it's ever been, is just not thinkable. I will.
Folks, let's get something straight. 92 out of every 100 prisoners in a behind the bars are in a state prison, not a federal prison. This idea that the crime bill generated mass incarceration, it did not generate mass incarceration.
Saying he's sorry somewhat, or, you know, okay, or being defiant and explaining and defending his decision, which does better for Joe Biden, Jen?
Well, I think he recognized, as his campaign team did, that if these accusations continued to pile up, it would be disqualifying, and he could not run for president, and he needed to address it and needed to acknowledge that he needed to change his behavior and to change his behavior. On the crime bill, I personally think he still has a long road to go here. Yes, he can't run away from it, but he needs to be more forward-looking about where he is today and what his views on criminal justice reform are today. I have no doubt they're thinking about that and contemplating that, but he's not running away from it because I think he was a part of it. But I don't think that's exactly the right strategy. I think they have more work to do there.
Well, clearly they did more work today, but to me, it strikes at the authenticity or lack of same of Joe Biden. Sleepy Joe Biden. Not creepy Joe Biden, sleepy Joe Biden. The problem for Joe Biden is he is going to be seen as just another politician with no basic core beliefs. He goes from defending the Hyde Amendment to saying it's got to go. There's something wrong. There's something very wrong here. And by the way, I think let's see what happens to his poll numbers. They've been going down. Not dramatically, but incrementally they're going down. He still has a double digit lead over the rest of the field. But let's see what this does if now all of a sudden these same people that were hammering Joe Biden on the Hyde Amendment stance are now going to continue to go after him for what he did with the Hyde Amendment. You can't win for losing, you know. Unfortunately, that's what we've got right now. Essentially, a politician with no basic core beliefs, testing the waters, seeing which way the wind is blowing, and all of a sudden changing his basic core beliefs.
Well, you know, anything's really possible.
Yeah, well, it is. Trust me, it's all possible. We're going to take a quick break. We're still looking for Dr. Robin Titus, Assemblywoman, District 38. We'll try and get her on the air in our next segment. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me. And I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands? Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/nevadatalknet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com. And before we get back to Kevin here, we have a lost dog. A $400 reward being offered for the return of an 18-pound tan and black Shih Tzu named Chewy. A female went missing from a yard in the 700 block of Pine Street in Ely on June 6th. The dog is not wearing a collar, but the dog is spayed and microchipped. Please return Chewy to the owner. Give them a call at 775-293-7278. 775-293-7278. Live and local radio at its best, isn't it, Kevin?
It sure is. It sure is. We are still waiting on Dr. Robin Titus. She is a medical doctor and maybe with a patient even as we speak. As soon as she frees up, we'll get a chance to visit with her. I want you to at least give a listen to a member of Congress. He is a GOP member of Congress. He is Rodney Davis. He's a congressman from Illinois and was on with Aaron Burnett last night. And you've heard a lot about Justin Amash being the only member of Congress on the Republican side calling for the impeachment of the president, or at least to begin impeachment proceedings for the president. But I want to go to cut two, because Rodney Davis does not stand with Justin Amash. What he said and what he meant to say. Here it is.
Right now, only one of your Republican colleagues publicly believes that the president should be impeached, Justin Amash. He does, though, say that there are more of you who agree with him privately, and here's how he put it.
My colleagues tell me all the time, in fact, you wouldn't believe how many phone conversations I had or conversations in person with colleagues. Justin, by the way, a lot of them think I'm right about the Mueller report, but they just won't say it. There are a lot of the Republicans.
Are you one of those Republicans, Congressman?
Absolutely not. I've never had a conversation with Justin Amash about that. I don't think the president should be impeached. I think the Democrats are going to be pressured by their far left and not be able to avoid impeachment proceedings against this president. And I think they'll be punished at the ballot box for that. The Mueller report came out, $35 million taxpayer dollars, instant access to grand juries, subpoenas, law enforcement agents, lawyers, whatever they needed. And the investigation clearly showed not a single American colluded with Russia to affect the 2016 election. The American people want us to move on. If the Democrats are insistent upon impeachment, I'm going to be standing there making sure that they're held accountable for these actions that are not warranted
right
now.
So look, just to his point on obstruction,
duly elected by the American people.
That is absolutely true. But to his point on obstruction and the 10 things laid out in the Mueller report, and Mueller saying he could not exonerate the president of a crime, and more than 1,000 former prosecutors of the Department of Justice saying that they would indict someone with what was in that report. None of that bothers you?
That's not how we work our justice system in this country. You're innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. This is an investigation, and this is something that has turned 100% political. The Democrats, Aaron, are doing everything they can to try and create a narrative that this president should be impeached. And if they go ahead and impeach this president in the House of Representatives, I would say that he is going to be reelected by a landslide in 2020.
Wow. Bold prediction from a member of Congress. A Republican by the name of Rodney Davis. He is the Republican from Illinois. And he says that if this thing backfires on the Democrats, it's going to be a landslide for the president. Remember that poll we told you about yesterday? 54% of Americans believe the president will be reelected. 54%, including nearly a quarter of Democrats who honestly believe the president will be reelected. Now, that doesn't speak to the issue of should he, but it is the perception that this guy is, President Trump, is unbeatable. Unbeatable. Now, somebody that would like to run, but unfortunately she's too young to do so, is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. In fact, tell you what it's Now. Easy does it. AOC admits that she's working with one of the, this is like the oddest of odd political couples. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, and Ted Cruz. Is that right? This was AOC yesterday.
Our legislative teams are meeting, so we're going to see how far we can push this. The real key here, though, is in the loopholes. So one of the things that a lot of people don't know, and this is something that I kind of discovered when we started digging into this, is that it's not about banning members of Congress from becoming registered lobbyists just as a straight rule, because there are so many dark money loopholes where, okay, you're not a registered lobbyist, but you can go work for a lobbying firm and consult the firm, and that gets you out of actually being a registered lobbyist, but you're still essentially lobbying. And so what we found was last year, you know, this whole conversation started by finding out that the vast majority of members that left their seats last year have gone on to lobbying. But what we found is that out of all of those members, only two are actual registered lobbyists. So the real question here that we're trying to kind of figure out in this collaboration is how far he's willing to go. Is this just about the letter of the law, or is he serious about really banning lobbying in spirit? And so I'm really looking forward to seeing where and how far they'd be willing to move on that. But I'm encouraged. And actually, Chip Roy, who's in Congress, he represents like kind of the Austin area. He's a member of Congress. He's on the Republican side. He used to be Ted Cruz's chief of staff, I believe. He used to be a staffer for Ted Cruz. Now he's in Congress. And he reached out to us as well. So, you know, I think there's some wiggle room here. It's super bizarre, really weird. Never thought in my life that one of my first pushes would be alongside Ted Cruz.
Right.
But I think it really shows what the true spirit of not being partisan is, and that bipartisanship doesn't mean let's come together to go to war and lower taxes on the rich, but bipartisanship means, okay, I will swallow all of my distaste in this situation because we have found a common interest. And common cause, I think, can transcend bipartisanship. And I think that's the way that we should go.
That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, working with Ted Cruz? Is Ted Cruz going to be drug tested anytime soon? Probably should. Oh, and then there's Scott Jennings, formerly in the Bush White House, the George W. Bush White House, and GOP talking head. Nancy Pelosi, when it comes to impeachment, is talking out of both sides of her head. Listen to Scott Jennings. This is cut four yesterday. Scott Jennings.
As I said, we are launching an inquiry now, and whether we'll launch an impeachment inquiry, it may come to that. It may come to that.
Scott, is Nancy Pelosi in a tenable position at this point? Is she going to be able to hold this dam back?
Let me just go to Scott.
Go ahead.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. There's an old Gandhi quote. There goes my people. I must follow them, for I am their leader. And I think that's where Pelosi is going to wind up here. Mm. She's like the last person in the conference that wants to do this, and everybody else wants to do it. I think if you put it on the floor, there's not really a Democrat that would vote against it. The energy in her party is behind it. If you look at all the polling, CNN's latest polling, they want to do it. And by the way, if you're going to go behind closed doors and say, I want to see the President of the United States go to prison, and then go out in public and say, I'm against impeachment, I think it hurts your own credibility. I think it's disingenuous, and I think people are like, well, who are you really? What do you really believe? And so I think she's got internal issues, but I also think public credibility issues are forming for her because she's saying one thing behind closed doors and another thing publicly.
That's Scott Jennings, the former George W. Bush staffer. And he makes a lot of sense that she's talking out of both sides of her mouth, essentially. On one hand, she wants to see him in prison, but wants to slow walk impeachment. I mean, let's get it all out on the table. Coming up on the program, this is going to be good. Jake Tapper criticizing the president for doing a Fox interview at Normandy. He did an interview with Laura Ingraham. And all of a sudden now we're finding, maybe they shouldn't have done it at a cemetery on the anniversary
of... Well, really possible.
Yeah, I know. That's what they all say. Stick around, more to do. It is Friday. We're having some fun with you. Don't forget, top of the hour. Always get excited because Melissa Clement, the president of Nevada Right to Life, will join us. That's all coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, down here, it's your tummy talking. I got a message from your taste buds. It's time to go to Taco Time, especially right now, because they're bringing back those delicious cilantro lime bowls you like so much. Remember, with juicy pork carnitas or tender seasoned chicken piled high with fresh ingredients and topped with avocado ranch dressing. Mmm, yummy for the tummy. Take it from me, I should know.
Listen to your tummy. Get a cilantro lime bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A domestic terror plot foiled, and the Queens, New York man accused of wanting to carry it out is going to be in court shortly. That suspect, now identified as 22-year-old Ashiquil Alam, was reportedly going to use grenades to attack people in Times Square. The U.S. Navy says the Russian destroyer that nearly collided with the USS Chancellorville overnight made an unsafe maneuver. The U.S. 7th Fleet posting a statement that says the Russian ship maneuvered from behind and to the right of the Chancellorville and then sped up, trying to strike that U.S. ship. The near collision happening in the Philippine Sea as the Chancellorville was trying to recover a helicopter that had gone into the water. The Labor Department says the economy created an unexpectedly low 75,000 jobs last month. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Good morning. Good morning.
Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, even your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Okay, want to go to the audio sound bites. This is one that is shall we say, troubling. If there is a criticism of the president when it comes to foreign policy, it is that is he is insulting our allies, that we are finding less friends abroad than we used to. I don't happen to agree with that. I think there will be people, the same way there is in America, scratching their head at some of the things the president does. But at the end of the day, our allies are our allies. The Brits are still our allies. The French, last time I checked, are our allies. In fact, I don't know if you caught this during the D-Day ceremony, yes, or actually after the D-Day ceremony. Let's go to cut five real quick. Because Emmanuel Macron is the president of France. He is a flaming liberal, but yet put on a very friendly display yesterday on the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Listen to this.
What I said, I wanted first to thank you, dear Donald President Trump, for your presence here in this place, and thanks to your country, your nation, and your veterans. This morning, we paid this tribute to their courage, and I think it was a great moment to celebrate these people. And I think your presence here to celebrate them and their presence is for me the best evidence of this unbreakable links between our two nations. From the very beginning of the American nation and all over the different centenaries. I think this message they convey to us and our main tribute is precisely to protect freedom and democracy everywhere. And this is why I'm always extremely happy to discuss with you in Washington, in Paris, or everywhere in candidates, because we work very closely together. Our soldiers work very closely together in Sahel, in Iraq, in Syria. Each time freedom and democracy is at stake, we work closely together and we will follow up. So thanks for this friendship. Thanks for what your country did for my country. And thanks for what we will do together for both of us and the rest of the world.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. And I will say we've had great success working together too. Whether it's the caliphate, whether it was a couple of other things we did militarily, and you know what I'm talking about. And your military is excellent. My people report back, they say it's absolutely excellent, but they work very well together. This was a very special day, and I want to thank you for inviting me. This was something that was, we read about it all our lives, Normandy. And there was, there were those that say it was the most important ever, not just at that time, but ever. And to be a part of it and to have number 75 years was very, very special. So we very much appreciate it. We met some great people today, some tremendous people, some very brave people. And I look forward to coming back. We'll be coming back. Hopefully over the years we'll be coming back. But it's a very special place. It's an amazing place. And it's somewhere when you think of those places of great importance, this is certainly one of the top.
Yeah, yeah. The president said all the right things. Anybody that wants to criticize the president and that, you know, he's burning bridges with our allies in Europe. The fact is that you've seen, you know, the UK, Ireland, now France. They love us. And although they might not understand President Trump, they are standing by America. Now, the fake news media ran out of things to investigate relative to Trump. So you know what they went after him yesterday on? The fact that he did an interview with Laura Ingraham at Normandy, which is where he was, which is where Fox News went to interview him. And I want you to listen. This is cut eight. Jake Tapper criticizing the president for just doing an interview at Normandy. Here it is.
More than 9,380 men are buried at Normandy, which today was the site of the ceremony honoring those lost in the fight for freedom. Now, you might think that such a day and such a setting would compel an American president, a president who himself gave a strong address to mark the occasion of the memorial, to resist from engaging in petty politics on this day and on those grounds. But you would be wrong. Here's President Trump just yards away from the graves of American heroes, asked by his favorite channel about Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who is, not incidentally, a veteran of the Vietnam War, awarded a Bronze Star for valor.
Do you mind if he testifies still before you said you didn't care if Mueller testifies?
Let me tell you. He made such a fool out of himself the last time she... Because what people don't report is the letter he had to do to straighten out his testimony, because his testimony was wrong.
It's not exactly clear what Trump was talking about, even, since Mueller didn't testify. But either way, the president also had some choice words in the same setting, just yards from the graves of heroes, for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
But Nancy Pelosi, I call her Nervous Nancy. Nancy Pelosi doesn't talk about it. Nancy Pelosi's a disaster, okay? She's a disaster. And let her do what she wants. You know what? I think they're in big trouble.
Now, incidentally, when CNN caught up with Speaker Pelosi as she walked into Normandy and asked her about President Trump's threat to impose tariffs on Mexico, this was Pelosi's response.
I don't talk about the president when I'm with the country. That's my principle. So I'm going to go there.
I don't talk about the president when we're out of the country. It's my principle, so I won't go there, Pelosi said. Now, it's really not that difficult to imagine what the response might be by both the president's party and his protectors on the Hill and in the media if a Democratic president had engaged in political attacks like that one on the D-Day anniversary, on the grounds of the cemetery and memorial in Colville-sur-Mer, France. But beyond that, is the reverence that needs to be shown to the men in that dirt and to their families and to all those who see meaning in their sacrifice, the sacrifice of their lives for a cause greater than themselves. Now, to be fair to President Trump, he did deliver at Normandy, as I mentioned, remarks that some observers have said were among the best of his presidency.
You are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live. You are the pride of our nation. You are the glory of our republic. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
The question, of course, is whether the president undermined any of those sentiments by minutes later seeming to not fully comprehend the sacred ground on which he stood.
Here's your sign.
There you have it. We're going to take a quick break. More to come. Don't forget, top of the hour, Melissa Clement, president of Nevada Right to Life. For those that believe in the right to life, that believe that abortion is killing the unborn, and in some cases, the born, the breathing, babies, the 80th Nevada legislature, was it better than she expected, worse than she expected, or about what she expected from the Democrats? We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I don't care if it rains or freezes, long as I got my plastic cheese right on the dashboard of my car.
Yes, yes, yes.
I can go 100 miles an hour, long as I got the almighty power. You don't care for my pair of fuzzy ties.
I just love that. Good to have you with us. It's Live and Local Now for a Friday. We try and take our... everybody gets excited. Everybody gets excited. I want you to hear from Mercedes Schlapp. Now, if you don't know, she's been on the show before. She is the Director of Strategic Communications for the White House. And she was on with Bill Hemmer yesterday. And I know this is slightly dated, but you know that Nancy Pelosi... at a fundraiser the other night, said that she doesn't want to impeach the president. She wants to see him in prison.
This is a bunch of hogwash.
But that's what she said. And Mercedes Schlapp, I think came to the rescue of the president really well. The Pelosi reference to Trump in prison is not helping our country, is not helping America. Here's Mercedes Schlapp yesterday with Bill Hemmer.
I think it clearly shows the true colors of Speaker Pelosi and the Democratic Party that are focused and obsessed with investigation after investigation, despite the fact that the president and this administration has been transparent throughout this whole process. They have the Mueller report. We're moving on. Robert Mueller is moving on. And it's time to work on what matters for the American people. If the Democrats continue down this road of just endless investigations, there will be no time for them to focus on legislating.
But will the White House, will the president overcome that?
Look, I think that this president, this administration, has tried time and time again to work with the Democrats. And the Democrats have continuously refused to work with our administration in solving the major problems that we see in our country. Obviously, it is because of this president that we've seen such a strong economy. It is because of his policies, whether it be about deregulation or tax reform, and the willingness for him to want to work on infrastructure, Democrats continue to stonewall.
Got to get to one more topic here, but are you saying you're slamming on the brakes because of the commentary you're hearing from House Democrats?
Look, we're going to continue to do what we can from an administrative standpoint to move along the policies that and the issues that matter to the American people. We do need to see action from the from Congress and from the Democrats to help deal with what we're seeing at the border right now. Just the Customs Border Patrol agents just announced the numbers. You're talking about 144,000 illegals that have been apprehended
the numbers in the month of May. The numbers are remarkable, and Congress needs to act. You're right on that. But you could push that along in some respects. Now you've got the Mexican delegation there. I think it's day two of talks later today. I heard the Mexican leader, president earlier today, say he would prefer to avoid a conflict. What is the state of play knowing the tariff threat is set for Monday? At 5%.
I think we've started on productive talks. We know that it's because of what the president has said about pushing forward on these tariffs that have actually brought the Mexicans to the table. And in essence, what we know is that they're not doing enough. And so they need to take immediate action so we can start seeing numbers go down.
Can you avoid the deadline of Monday, yes or no?
I think we're going to continue on in these conversations. It looks like we're moving towards this path of tariffs because what we've seen so far is that the Mexicans, what they're proposing is simply not enough.
It's as simple as that.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Sam Peters, my buddy, my pal at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call for a free review. Call Sam right now. In fact, he's standing by. He's waiting for your phone call. Here's the number, 702-870-4000. Wherever you live across the state of Nevada, call right now. That's 702-870-4000. Now, let me just follow up on Mercedes Schlapp. That Mercedes Schlapp is exactly right. And what we are finding, much of America, I think, supports the president in what he's doing with Mexico. Now, you can ask poll questions that'll make it look like it's not the case, but I think when you see 144,000 a month coming across our southern border, claiming that they want asylum, is absolutely laughable. If it wasn't so dangerous, you'd say it was laughable. You mean our borders are just flat out open that anybody can come in? We are a sovereign nation. We are a sovereign nation, and as a sovereign nation, we have the right to determine who comes in and who doesn't come in.
Amen to that.
And one of the things that you're going to see over the course, of the next few weeks, few months, maybe until the United States Supreme Court gets this, you're going to see the president try and slam the door shut, and he should. This is something that this is not an option. This is something we have to do. And in fact, let's go to cut three real quick. See if we can squeeze this in. This is Rodney Davis, the congressman from Illinois, was on with Aaron Burnett. And this crisis along our southern border is the result of a lack of leadership, by the way, on both sides of the aisle. This is cut three. Here it is.
What do you think is driving the surge, which we certainly see in the numbers, of people coming illegally to the U.S. over the southern border?
Well, I think it's a desire for prosperity that America offers every single person who gets into this country. We've seen and heard that migrants wouldn't come across the border because people were scared of President Trump and scared of his policies. That's clearly not the case, and the biggest irony in this debate. We've got to have politicians on both sides of the aisle get their head out of the sand, realize there's a crisis at the southern border, and let's do something about it.
All right. So let me just get to this point, though, and obviously you have a real problem down there right now. But you heard Will Hurd just say, your GOP colleague, that the surge is due to a change in how Trump's DHS is interpreting the law. So they're basically now treating people coming as asylum seekers instead of deporting them. In other words, they're making the numbers bigger and bigger. They're making a crisis bigger and bigger. Is that what's happening?
Well, Will is a great guy, a patriot, a former CIA analyst, and a good friend of mine. And I trust his knowledge on a lot of border issues because his district borders the country of Mexico. But what Will knows and what I know is that we've got to have leadership on both sides of the aisle and at the White House to get a bill across the House floor and the Senate floor and sign into law. We had a chance to do that last year with a couple of bills that I supported that would have built the president's security fence, his border wall, border structure, also would have reformed our broken immigration system that we have right now that costs too much and takes too long for people going through the legal system. We would have had a path to legal status for DACA kids and Dreamers and stopped kids from being separated from their parents. But it got caught up in politics. No Democrat voted for it. Not enough Republicans voted for it. And it's a clear lack of leadership on both sides.
He's right. And by the way, when he said both sides, he meant both sides. This is a problem that Republicans have to take some credit for, and that Democrats definitely. I mean, do you remember, what was it, a year ago? The president offered 1.8 million DACA and Dreamer recipients to be able to have a path to citizenship. And what the president asked for in return was an end to chain migration, an end to the visa lottery, enforce the border better. Yeah. And merit immigration. That the Democrats ran away from that. The Democrats wanted no part of it. Stick around. Coming up, the 80th Nevada legislature is in the books. Was it as bad as we thought it was going to be with Democrats in control? In particular, when it comes to the right to life. Melissa Clement, president of Nevada Right to Life, joins us next. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is live and local now.